Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome in on this Veterans Day. Again, a lot of events going on to honor veterans. Thanks to all of you who have served. We're honoring those we have lost as well. It's a good day to blend two things that we want to be talking about, veterans and homelessness as one thing and then as separate things as well. And we're pleased to have in studio with us a good friend of mine, Brian Meyer, who is one of the co-founders and CEO of Veterans Community Project here in Kansas City. You don't have a crazy, this is not like one of the busiest days of the year for you out and about?
It absolutely is, but there's nowhere I'd rather be than right here with you two.
Good start, Brian. Nice. Good
I was looking
start.
For a place to put the applause.
Got it in right at the beginning.
Yeah.
So for those who are not familiar with Veterans Community Project, give us, in fact, and the tiny houses are one thing that people know a lot about it, but tell us how Veterans Community Project started, what the mission started, and kind of where we've gone from there.
Yeah. So for anybody who's not familiar, Veterans Community Project is a nonprofit located here in Kansas City. It was started by myself, a handful of other combat vets who are all from Kansas City. And really the impetus of it was just taking a look at the available program services out there for veterans near or experiencing homelessness, and just kind of taking the approach that we felt like as veterans, what was currently offered wasn't up to the standard we will want for other veterans. So we kind of came up with this idea of, you know, how do we take a veteran off the street, put a roof over their head, but not just the roof. The roof itself doesn't fix anything, but really, how do you take them off the street, get a roof over their head, address the underlying issues of homelessness, get them back on their feet and transition back out. And that's where we ultimately landed on a village of tiny homes as transitional housing for homeless veterans. And just as importantly, providing on-site wraparound case management. So here in Kansas City, for anybody who doesn't know, out near about 89th and Troost, we have a village of 49 homes. Again, it's all transitional housing for veterans and a commercial facility for case management and a walk-in center to serve veterans in a whole other wider range of capacities.
I think he did that in about 60 seconds. It's almost like you've been asked that before.
So you were a Marine crew chief flying in Iraq, and then you came home, and by your own telling, it's almost like born in the USA type of thing. You just felt lost in your own country and the country that you just fought for. Yeah. What was that moment where it turned into, fine, I will build something for other veterans. I'm going to do something.
It was honestly a long journey. I'm pretty open about the fact that, you know, after I transitioned out of the Marine Corps, you know, on paper, very well situated to make a successful transition, no visible injuries, great friends and family, great network of support, coming home to, you know, a job and like all these things. But, you know, for me, I think it was really, like so many other veterans, just a immense loss of purpose in your life. And it can take a while to, you know, reestablish that purpose. I was chasing purpose through education. You know, I did bachelor's, master's, law degree. But really, probably didn't come all the way full circle until I realized, no, I want to do something to give back to other veterans who maybe didn't get the same opportunities that I did, you know, when I transitioned out.
Can you paint a picture for us of the situation with veterans in our area? How many are homeless? How many are one step away? I mean, that show up because there's a commissary as well that is super, super busy every month with people that come in and just need food aid. There are people that just need emergency services to get through 1 month. And then there are people that are actually homeless and on the street. And we'll talk about the definition of homelessness here in a couple of minutes. But paint the picture for the different variety of situations that we have.
Yeah. So I'm glad you brought up the definition of homeless, because I was going to go back and say, you know, that law degree I told you about, like I was going to put on my lawyer hat and to say like how many homeless veterans are there. Then the rebuttal is honestly, well, how do you define veteran? How do you define homeless?
Yeah.
Right. And that's a really wide net. And the other major agencies out there, federal or state, that do the counts have a little bit different definitions of both of those. So it can be really difficult to tell. Here's what I can tell you is that, you know, at Veterans Community Project, like we take the approach, our tagline is like fixing veteran homelessness, not ending it. I think that so long as there are veterans, there are going to be homeless veterans. I don't see us running out of veterans anytime soon, because that's a constant circle of people entering and exiting the military. What I can say is that, you know, nationally, the statistic is that, you know, on any given night, there's somewhere from 30 to 32,000 veterans that are unhoused, just sleeping on the street. What's impossible to count is how many are couch surfing, mm-hmm. how many are maybe in a slumlord situation, staying with a friend, and just really a few steps away from it. And that's one of the things our organization takes pride in, is that we don't wait for somebody to hit that point. If they're on that trajectory, we want them to come engage with us and start working on it. Cause I mean, everybody knows prevention is a much better approach than actually trying to solve it when somebody gets in the homeless position.
When you talk to a veteran who walks into your outreach center, for the first time, this is a weird way of asking this, but what do they think they need? And what do they actually need? Is there a difference?
There's often a difference, right? A good example of something like that is somebody could come in and say, hey, I need help finding a job, right? Well, you can peel that back and you can say, well, let's one, look at what type of jobs you're going for. Are you underemployed? So really what you have is you have an income issue. What's your transportation situation? Did you just lose your job because you didn't have transportation? And really try to peel back all the layers, not just simply have somebody come through and say, oh, I'm here, I need a job. And then we say, okay, let's place you in this job. And then 2 months later, they're coming back in. They lost the job because they didn't have childcare set up. They didn't have transportation or something like that. Usually what they come in and present for is just a symptom of underlying, you know, a bunch of underlying stuff that got them to that point.
How closely does Veterans Community Project work with the VA or alongside the VA and the other resources that are available to fix the problem?
You know, veteran issues, veteran homelessness, it's a big that's a big pie, and everybody has a place to play in it. You know, one of the things that I like to tell people is like the VA is the largest integrated healthcare system in the United States. They're not necessarily a homeless services provider.
Right.
That's something that they've kind of added on programmatically because they've seen the need for it. So we work very closely with them. But one of the other things that makes us unique is there are a lot of, all right, if you haven't had a lot of interaction with the VA, or maybe you're not close to a veteran, you may assume anybody who served in the military has full access to VA program services. And that's not how it works. It depends on time of service, period of service, discharge status, active versus reserve, a lot of other factors that will get you qualifying for certain programs and services. We kind of take the approach that anybody who's taken an oath to serve our country qualifies for all our programs and services. So we work with a lot of individuals that maybe otherwise don't qualify for the VA or aren't enrolled in the right programs there because they just didn't understand what they did qualify for.
Or because of discharge status. I know we talked about like what qualifies as a veteran. And we'll talk about your funding model here in a minute because that factors in here as well. But how do you define veteran? And if you were dishonorably discharged or something else happened, do you qualify for VA benefits?
So we define veteran, as I mentioned earlier, anybody who took the oath to serve our country, right? So if you were in the military for one day or 50 years, you qualify, right? The VA's approach to it is there are some hardline disqualifiers such as dishonorable discharges. And you know, if say you serve less than a certain amount of days because you were discharged due to some sort of injury or something like that, which does happen, you know, especially through the boot camp process. So we kind of take that much broader approach with it because if say I have a dishonorable discharge and maybe that dishonorable discharge was not warranted or, heck, you know, look back at, don't ask, don't tell, right? Mm-hmm. Which is something people were dishonorably discharged for. And now that's been repealed, but their discharge is still dishonorable. Mm-hmm. Well, if you don't feel like you can even go to somebody to start to work on that process, then where do you even start? So we just like to say, none of that's going to disqualify you from our programs and services. Come in, let us do a review, and then we can figure things out.
Yeah, I wonder how many people avoid outreach services like what you provide because they were dishonorably discharged, but even if they were honorably discharged, just a sense of shame. Like what I asked you earlier about what they think they need, they're asking for a job, but they also need, you know, somebody to tell them I've been there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And to be there for them emotionally. You're obviously focusing on tiny homes for veterans, which is awesome. Unfortunately, I think a lot of people, when they hear that, they might think of something like they'd see on Pinterest, like some shed. So what does one of your homes really look and feel like inside for someone who has, you know, been sleeping in a car or out on the street?
They're cool.
Yeah,
they are. And thank you for pointing that out, because everybody does, right? They have that thing they see on TV, you know, on a trailer or, you know, sheds with beds, or you've seen these like pop-up pallet shelter things.
I can't say it properly.
She sells
by the she shed. Yeah.
The best way to think about ours, you know, tiny home isn't actually the best descriptive name. Really, the best descriptive name is a studio home. So think of a studio apartment that has its own roof and four walls. These homes are built on concrete foundations. They're connected to city utilities. They meet every single building code that any new construction has to meet, just like the homes that, you know, we all go back to every single day. And that's really important to us because that's the dignity of home. That's the dignity of the program, is having that type of quality place to go back to at the end of every day, a front door that locks, your own bathroom, your own kitchenette. That all contributes, you know, to the overall program.
I want to point out too, the homes come fully furnished. Mm-hmm. They get to take the furniture with them when they leave. So the next veteran that moves in gets a whole new place.
All their furniture.
And so everything is brand new to them.
And you're not just handing out the keys. We're going to talk about this, I think, a little bit more coming up. We'll do that after the break. Because you're not just handing out the keys. There is one-on-one case management, PTSD, and something you call HOMES, HOMES, the HOMES index that builds a plan around each person. And that has shown remarkable results when it comes to getting people back on their feet. So we're talking to Brian Meyer, who is the head of Veteran Communities Project. We're also going to talk about the House Party fundraiser.
Coming up in 11 days.
Yep.
Not that I'm counting.
And I'll just we'll talk a little bit more about how you're helping out with homelessness. 85% success rate.
Define that. When you say 85% success rate, what does that mean?
So that statistic is specific to individuals who enter the program, which is something you hit on. It isn't just handing out keys. They are entering and agreeing to a program with case management and certain, you know, milestones they have to reach. So that means that 85% of the people coming into the program met their case management program and at the end of it transitioned out into whatever long-term permanent housing outcome that was kind of agreed to. And that can look very different for everyone. That can be home ownership. That can be long-term permanent supportive housing. That can be, I mean, when I believe the amount of people that just want to have a cabin down by the lake and fish, right? Mm-hmm. So it's whatever that agreed upon long-term outcome was, if you go through the program and reach that, we consider that a positive transition. And that's the 85% number that we talk about.
I assume you know the number off the top of your head. Since the homes opened and you guys became fully functional, how many people is that that have come through and done that?
Through the Kansas City location? So through Kansas City, we're well over the couple hundred mark, but that's through the housing program itself. On the prevention side and the outreach center, there's a whole nother group of people that we've helped out of homelessness or prevented homelessness just through those other tactics and things like that.
And we'll talk after the break too about the model is popular because multiple other cities are opening them.
Yeah, the Homes Index and how this is spreading. Again, we're talking to Brian Meyer, who is with Veteran Communities Project in studio, and how you guys can help out as well.
It's not cheap.
No, well, you can contribute what you want, but it's not cheap to help these veterans. Yeah,
hey, it's great ROI. I promise you that.
Yeah, yes. We'll talk about that coming up on Midday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Happy Veterans Day. In honor of the holiday, good timing to have Brian Meyer, who is one of the co-founders and CEO of Veterans Community Project, headquartered over at 89th and Troost, in studio with us. I want to chat for a second, and we'll talk about this again. We've not talked about how it is funded, and the big house party fundraiser is coming up 11 days from now at the Lex in downtown Kansas City. Talk about funding a little bit. Federal money is very minimal, I think mostly in the form of a grant. And so fundraisers like this are really important.
They're incredibly important. You know, all the cool stuff I was talking about that we're doing earlier, and we kind of ended talking about this 85% successful transition rate, and we have these low case management ratios, and, you know, we don't charge rent or utilities, and they take this stuff with them and all that. we can only do all that cool stuff because we work hard to raise private dollars. We knew, me and the others, when we started this, that if we wanted to do it in the way we thought would be the best for the veterans we were serving, that we would have to do the hard work of, you know, collecting every dollar we can from individuals, foundations, corporations, because the existing federal funding streams or HUD or existing state funding streams all just put a lot of restrictions on how you go about doing things. And we didn't want to fall into that.
Rules are bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not fun.
No, I'm not a fan.
So House Party helps to raise
Correct. A
lot of that money that is necessary.
Correct. House Party, annual fundraiser here in Kansas City. And we call it House Party, not just because it's a little, you know, spin on the tiny home thing, because that's the look and vibe. I like to call it kind of like an anti-gala, if you will. In fact, I don't allow people to call it a gala because we want it a little bit more laid back. We want to have a little more fun. I mean, heck, we're going to have a dunk tank there. That's been a staple for a few years.
Are you
years.
Going in it? Who's going?
Whoever. Here's the deal. Whoever puts up the most money chooses who goes in it,
yeah.
Right? I mean, that's the thing. And no, I'm not going to let somebody outbid me on that if they were to put me up. Who am I kidding? I don't have money. I work for a nonprofit.
But, we understand.
Yeah. No, it's a great funder. It's a great time. It's a great time to not only get people together that have been such big contributors, but expose the mission to new people if they want to learn more about it and interact with us and dance and hang out and talk about the things. You will not be seated all night. I guarantee that.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Red button.
My
first
mic,
day.
It just no. My mic just magically turned off. I'm having all sorts of electrical problems over here. Anyway,
fire. Clinton.
Sorry, Brian. So yeah, I'm
second
sure
time today.
I'm sure it's his fault. So we're talking about getting veterans back on their feet, getting back into housing. The Homes Index, HOMES. What does that stand for? HOMES.
Yeah, Homes Index. So, very cute pun. Health and well-being, opportunity, which is really job and things like that. Money management. E is don't make me blank on
oh,
E
I'm
because
sorry.
I always blank on E. And yeah. The last one is support network. Uh-huh. But anyway, we just rebranded this. I'm so sorry.
Didn't know there was going to be a
yes,
quiz.
Yes, we did. Yeah. We used to call it our five pillars, and now we just changed it to that.
Because it would be easier to remember if you called it the Homes Index, right?
Yeah, that was the whole point of changing it. Well, for me, who for 8 years has been calling it something else, and now we just pivoted. Anyway, so these are our pillars, right? And within those pillars, we have pneumatic scores, right? Where the case managers do an assessment on where somebody may be with their health and well-being. But the veteran also does their own self-assessment of where they may be at, right? Because that's a great place to start a conversation. Hey, I view you as a 3, you view you as a 5. Let's talk about how we have different viewpoints on this. But what we do after that is we kind of aggregate those scores and we get what's called our permanent housing readiness score. And we've learned over time, once somebody kind of reaches certain milestones of their permanent housing readiness score, they are most likely to be successful, long-term, self-sufficient. And that's when we start to look at, you know, their transition.
So we talked about 85% success rate. Could you see that translating outside of the veterans community? We've talked about this a lot.
We talk about it a ton. Yeah.
That we are seeing an increase in homelessness in Johnson County, in Jackson County, all around the area because the cost of housing goes up. It creates a domino effect, and the people affected by it the most are people who need, you know, lower cost housing. Yeah. Obviously, you can't necessarily solve that, but what do you see what you're doing translating to the general community?
Little bit of a long-winded answer, even though
good,
I've done
we have
that
time.
A couple times.
We got like 4 minutes here.
Yeah. Okay. One of the things I'm most proud of about Veterans Community Project is not that we just started here in Kansas City, and Kansas City has really led the way in this. Kansas City and what we're doing here is fundamentally changing the conversation around how we address homelessness on a national level. And people are looking at this model and questioning whether we can expand this to other populations. It's probably the most frequent request I get is somebody reaching out and saying, I'd like to do this for this population. Could I, you know, advise things like that? I would love to. Unfortunately, I have barely enough time to do what's already in front of me. Mm-hmm. In terms of the as effective rate, I think that you could absolutely do this for different subsets of populations, right? So people transitioning out of foster care, maybe, you know, individuals fleeing domestic violence. Like, I think there are subset populations. When I talk about this project being great ROI and what contributes to this 85% success rate, one of the things you have to think about is every person that comes through our program, every veteran is at least high school educated. They can read and write.
That's a good point.
They've assimilated to, you know, a group before. They've, you know, passed standard, you know, some really standard stuff. So the baseline is actually a little bit higher. So when I talk about veterans are an incredible investment of these hand up dollars, you know, those are some of those underlying factors that we benefit from and contributes to that 85% success. And unfortunately for some people, that's not always their story. Didn't make it through high school, maybe had longstanding mental health issues. So I would hate to ever compare the success rates, but I do think it can be more effective than what's out there.
We get the comment a lot about the general population. And frankly, we argue against this comment a lot about, well, they want to be homeless.
Yeah.
They don't want to follow the rules of society, that, or they're all druggies, or they just don't want to work, or, and all of these really negative, really condemning kind of comments that come out about the general population. Can you correct for us some of the stereotypes about veterans and otherwise, but just who are they? Who are the people that are unhoused?
I'll tell you this much. Being homeless is a lot of work. I mean, you're from, say you want to get up and maybe make it to a day shelter, find a meal or something like that. You're up before the crack of dawn. You're getting on it. You're waiting for a bus somewhere. You're getting on that bus for multiple hours. You're going to that place. You're probably going through a few hours of basic services, things like that. Then another multiple hour bus ride, maybe somewhere else. And by then your day's kind of done, right? A lot of people, like, homelessness is very complicated, and it's not, there aren't very specific things that put people, there are a lot of people that are homeless that have income. Right. Mm-hmm.
That are working. Exactly.
Yeah.
I used to work at a place, and literally there was a fast food restaurant next door, and the workers, a couple of them, lived in a van together.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yep. That's why our homes index, the M, money management, and the E, earnings, we focus so heavily. There we go. We focus so heavily on looking at their income streams, because a lot of it, honestly, can be money management,
yeah,
right? And it's really hard. The other thing is this. It's really hard to work, to sit down and worry about your job application. Are you underemployed? How's my mental health? I'm going to go to this bank and start a savings account, when every day is a constant cycle of, where am I going to sleep? What am I going to eat? Am I safe?
Yeah.
Right? It's just, that's how it is. So if in a single day you can figure out all those things, then maybe you have a little bit of time to worry about the things that will eventually pull you out of it. For us, we just take the approach, let's start with the basics. That's the tiny home, right? And then you can kind of worry about those other things.
Right.
But I mean, generally speaking, oftentimes it's not, oh, I want to be out here. Oftentimes it's more, I don't want to go and enter into what's being offered to me. And this is not a condemnation of anything that's out there, because we are all doing good work, doing our part, but
something's more effective than others.
There are a lot of people that say, well, look, I don't want to go stay in a group living situation or a shelter, or, you know, especially for the female population, you know, group living situations can be a little bit more dangerous. There's lack of privacy and things like that. So some of it is not, I want to be out here. It's maybe, I don't know that I want to enter into what's available for me over there.
It's the devil, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which is honestly a lot of the feedback we got that created the tiny home, the front door, the locks, private bathroom, kitchenette, on-site case management. It was all to overcome those kind of, well, I don't want to enter that program.
It's such a great observation that homelessness is exhausting, that people who are experiencing it are, it's trying to keep up with all that stuff, trying to get your situation straight. Because anybody knows, even if you're not homeless, if you've just been, you know, down on your luck as far as finances are concerned, that mental strain is absolutely exhausting. Brian Meyer, VCP, Veteran Communities Project. Go to vcp.org.
Yes.
Find out how you can contribute. And the House Party fundraiser is November 22nd.
Tickets still available.
Mm-hmm. And again, we're going to have fun. We're going to dance. We got a dunk tank. We're going to raise some money for a great cause. You're going to hear some great stories about veterans that we've helped right here in Kansas City. And Kansas City is going to keep leading the way on being the best city in the United States for veteran homeless services. That's because of things like the upcoming House Party.
Brian, every time you're here, I learn more. And I learn more. I've been on the board for a long time, and I learn more every time we talk. So thanks for what you guys do.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
Coming up, they're saying the airlines are going to be back to normal by Thanksgiving.
Whatever.
You know what that means, right? Maybe Christmas, maybe New Year's. We'll talk about that next on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price, so that means a half day. Yeah,
give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month. Required new customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
If you ever want to know how bad it is, FlightAware, which is one of the best flight tracker websites, has a link called the FlightAware Misery Map. They have trademarked Misery Map, and it will tell you how many flight delays and cancellations we've had each day and where the biggest problems are. Like right now, LaGuardia is where we have the most trouble in the United States, followed by O'Hare. We've had about 1,200 flights canceled within, into, or out of the United States just today. That's been about every day so far. And as long as the shutdown continues, we're going to work up to a 10% cut in flights by Friday. Yeah. It's going to take a week to get us from 4% to 10%. House has been called back. Maybe the shutdown's going to end. But until the shutdown actually ends, I dispute what Congressman Graves had to say.
Well, Sam Graves, who chairs the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, is also a pilot, by the way.
I learned that for the first time today.
He says the shutdown deal should get done this week and that air travel will be, quote, pretty much back to normal.
Just snap your fingers and everything will be fine.
Pretty much back to normal in a couple weeks. I wonder if his voice went up a register. I don't have the audio of it, but I really wonder if it, that'll be back to normal.
I hope it won't affect the holiday season, he says. It's possible, but I don't think it will.
Here's the first problem I have with this. One, what does normal mean? Because even before this, normal meant constant cancellations. Even before the shutdown, you were still waiting in line if you weren't, you know, somebody who shelled out for a pre-check. You're waiting in TSA lines. There's still flight delays. That was normal. This is worse than normal.
Yeah.
But normal doesn't necessarily mean anything good.
Well, so what normal will mean is back to the I don't know what to call it, like our previous baseline of chaos.
Yeah.
Normal will mean
More controlled chaos. Is that what it is?
Yeah. Keep in mind, Thanksgiving is one of the busiest travel days of the year. The day after Thanksgiving, the days around Thanksgiving are some of the busiest travel days that we have of the year. And so that would be great if normal goes back to air traffic controllers are being paid. So there aren't any more sick outs. There aren't any more required overtime for people that aren't getting paid, which is nuts. No matter how much President Trump orders them to go back to work, they're not. So you'll have air traffic controllers that are being paid again, which means they will work. And flight schedules won't have to keep being cut. So yeah, the number of cancellations will drop because 10% of the flights aren't going to be cut. What he's not accounting for, and he's not dumb, so this is just what he's not saying out loud, is that we're still in the ripple effect, and that's not going to go away in a day or two. Now, if the shutdown ends in a week, it's possible that we'll see normal-ish by Thanksgiving.
Right.
But then because you have so many people that are traveling over Thanksgiving, that adds to a certain level of madness. It won't be as bad. For sure. Just
probably
having air traffic
not.
Controllers back to work full time will help.
Back to, I mean, they're supposedly have been working this whole time. I honestly don't know. Like, I don't know if they're going to be enjoying their jobs anymore than they were before. Because now they're going to be back to work. Fine. They'll actually be getting paid. And maybe getting a lump sum paycheck will make up for that because they've missed two paychecks now. Maybe if they all get a lump sum, then that'll make up for it. But if they talk about, and this has been the talk, is distributing that paycheck over the course of a year.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah. That is what a couple of ideas that have been floated out there. I don't know that's going to happen. I have no idea. But if that is the case, then this isn't going to be any better. I feel like what Sam Graves is doing here too is there are two groups of people that you cannot trust on a timeline. It's contractors and politicians. Like if they say it's going to be Thanksgiving I don't predict this is going to be any better by Thanksgiving.
Yeah. It's just, you have people that, some people are just canceling their travel. There are some people who, I mean, Thanksgiving travel for most people has already been booked and that's a higher number. It's just going to take a while for the system to kind of reset itself. The USA Today story says, I always like it when the word discombobulated makes its way into a story. Although mandated flight cuts affect 40 of the nation's airports and air carriers are mainly cutting service through their regional partners. Flights in towns, large hubs, smaller cities are most likely to be affected. The entire system has become discombobulated. The effects are likely to stretch into the Thanksgiving holiday.
Yep.
They said typically with a storm, and this is a really good analogy, with a storm, one airline can recover operations within 48 to 72 hours after the weather event has finished. That's when one hub is affected. This is unprecedented. It's also storm season. So think about if you had a storm, a winter storm in 40 cities at the same time, and how long that would take for everything to go back to normal.
Imagine a government shutdown also just being relieved or fixed after that. I mean, it's I feel like the same way him saying it's going to be Thanksgiving, or even them saying it's going to last through Thanksgiving, but it'll be fine after that. That's, to me, it's like you get the notification from the app when you're flying and it's you're delayed. Your flight is delayed, but mm-hmm. it's scheduled to leave at 3:10 and it's 3:05 right. and you're looking at an empty gate and nobody's standing there. There's no plane. You're just by you and a bunch of other people just standing there waiting to board.
Okay, so just to give you a couple of numbers, 3.5 million passengers so far have experienced delays or cancellations just because of staffing concerns since the shutdown began. We are expecting an all-time high of 31 million passengers in the air just over Thanksgiving. They count that. The counting period is November 21st to December 1st.
I assume they overestimate for safety. 31 million?
Do you?
Who the... Well, I personally know people who, because of this, aren't flying.
There are people that are changing their plans.
There are people who are changing their plans.
Yes.
And maybe that'll change if... You know, the prices come down, which I maybe they will. I doubt it, but maybe they'll come down if less people are flying. But
not this close.
But then again, less people are flying. I just think that they're overestimating. 31 million seems crazy.
That's 10% of the population, right?
Yeah.
Of the U.S.?
Yeah, give or take, but yeah.
That seems like a lot.
That's a lot.
But it's the biggest, you know, it's the four-day holiday stretch. And I think Christmas is a good estimate. I think. But again, you got to end the shutdown first.
Yeah.
Like it's worthless. It doesn't, we can predict, he can predict, you got to end the shutdown first.
I mean, the Senate passed the bill. The House just needs to fly back.
So they're not going to vote. Their vote is planned for 4 p.m. Wednesday because they got to get there.
Okay.
Yeah. They got to get there first.
I'm sorry, but that's kind of funny. That it's kind of funny that they might not be able to get back to end the shutdown because the shutdown caused so many disruptions with air travel.
We'll hear those stories. I mean, we have, you know, 500 members of the House that have to get there. I guarantee you we will have House lawmakers whose flights will be canceled and who won't make that 4 p.m. vote tomorrow. Yeah. Oh, that'll be so interesting to see how many lawmakers... If they have enough to vote.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. It's not funny at all, but it's hilarious
actually. Yeah. No, this is our
it's tragic
of society and government right now. It's fantastic.
It is tragic.
All right.
So
913-586-7798. I said politicians and contractors. Who else can you not trust when it comes to a timeline?
Economic forecasts.
Yeah.
Anyone who predicts what the stock market is going to do.
I've got a really good one. Economic forecast is perfect. Football coaches. Anytime they say, it's better than we expected.
You're lying.
Yeah, you're lying. I think he's day to day, week to week. It's we're expecting maybe 3 weeks.
It's looking good.
That guy's out for the season.
What's the latest on the guy, Josh?
Josh Simmons? Well, he's not injured, so he should be back. I mean, Andy didn't guarantee he's going to play on Sunday, but he's at least not injured, so there's that. But Joe Burrow was supposed to only be like a month, and now he's trying to come back, but he's out for the season. Let's be
Eric
honest.
Berry post his Achilles injury.
Eric Berry had cancer.
He came back. Well, when he came back from cancer, he then hurt his Achilles. And my conspiracy theory is, well, the guy had chemotherapy and it destroyed his body. So then you can't play football post chemo.
It's tough.
And then he ruptured it.
He did.
If it was, he just strained it. So but he partially tore it.
They didn't want to admit it.
But it was like, oh, he's day to day.
He was day to day for a year.
Yeah.
Here's another one. Whenever doctors give you an estimate of when you're actually going to get in to see the doctor versus the time of your appointment.
Mm-hmm. Can't trust
it. Don't believe it.
913-586-7798. What other job can you not trust when it comes to timelines? We'll talk about that. Some more coming up on Midday.
Song always makes me so happy.
I love this song.
I do too.
We finally agreed on a
this
song.
One. This is the only one so far. It just makes me happy. All right, we're gonna have a bunch of great texts on this. Who is bad at estimating time?
Yeah, we said politicians and contractors. A lot of people have some great suggestions from the text line. Let's see. cable installers, just because they say from noon to midnight
a
you have to be in your house.
A lot of people in service. Yeah. HVAC guys, same thing.
DMV wait times.
That is an awesome one.
That is perfect because I remember when I was here before putting in an appointment at the Johnson County DMV, and it literally went, you have 45 minutes. And I was like, oh, I guess I'll just sit at home because it's only 15 minutes away. And then literally 5 minutes later.
Go right now.
It said, you're next in line.
Yeah.
Get here, you know, be there in 10 minutes or you lose your spot. Like, what? So basically, it was the DMV encouraging me to speed. That's good.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that'll work.
All right. Also, other ones from the text line. I love this one because it's cute. My kids.
Someone else said my husband.
Yeah. I clean my room in 5 minutes has been in progress since 2019. Somebody else
said
my
husband. Did your wife text that in about your son?
Henry cleaned his room. Yesterday, he came to me. He was like, where's the vacuum cleaner? It's like, it's in our bedroom.
Did you ask what's wrong? Why do you need it?
I didn't. I just wanted to see what was happening. I just wanted to let it play out. I approach my kids the same way that, like, a National Geographic photographer approaches wildlife. I'm just going to keep watching them from afar. I'm just going to keep my distance
and see if they tear another animal's head off.
Yeah. And he used the vacuum in his room. I don't know.
Wow. Is the smell still there?
I haven't.
You need to go investigate that.
I'll do that when I get home.
That's key. Okay.
Yeah. Coming up, we're going to do dumb debates. Today is taking your dumb dog with you everywhere.
Oh, we know how you feel.
I'm just envious because I can't do it. My dog sucks.
Oh, really? Like out in public?
Yeah, he's not a social animal. Don't know where he gets that from. We'll talk about it next. I'm Ben Dave.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.